Songs you could sing along to on 4CCDB there. It's 14 after 7. He's been pretty busy, and it was a big day yesterday with a big announcement. And g'day to State Member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butch, who's out at Emerald at the moment. Hello, Butch.
Hey, g'day. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. You had the Acting Premier in town yesterday.
Yeah, Stephen Miles popped into town. We had a another hydrogen announcement, which is fantastic. As we know, all this thing's rolling on and gathering momentum, and H2U is a company that's looking to set up near Orica. And yesterday's announcement was that they've now become a coordinated project under the Coordinator General, which means that, you know, it gives the coordinator powers to fast-track these type of projects, which is great. But it also is a relationship with Orica. They signed an MOU as well and a relationship with them to have an offtake of some of the ammonia that they make, as well as exporting some of it. So, yeah, great announcement yesterday, and it was good to have the Deputy Premier, who's now the Acting Premier, in town to do it with us. So, yeah, it was a good announcement.
It's going to be a lot of jobs out of this too, eh?
Yeah, it'll be over $1 billion project by the time it's finished, and they reckon about 550 jobs during construction, and then about nearly 200 during operations, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's 200 jobs for 200 people who have families in Gladstone and opportunities there as well. So, not only that, it's in the location near Alpha HB. We went out for a look out there yesterday as well. It's going gangbusters out there. They're starting the big shed that they're putting up as the first part of this. So, yeah, a couple of projects kicking off. And then down the road, Twiggy Forest is going mad as well on his. There's trucks moving everywhere. They're doing the civil works for his electrolyzer manufacturing plant, which will mean more jobs on the ground. So, yeah, getting very busy in the year 2022 now that it's relaxed a bit.
Speaking of very busy, I've been scrolling down your Facebook page, your Member for Gladstone page. Next time you do a video, do it undercover, mate, because I can't see where it's all bouncing off the top of your head, the sun.
It's a solar panel.
Good, that's a good comeback. Mate, the Gladstone Harbour Festival and the Brisbane to Gladstone Village, this is going to be big.
Oh, it's huge in Gladstone this time of year, Hamo, and, it's amazing what they do, the boys from Lightbox do, and the Gladstone Regional Council supporting that village down there. You know, it's the home. But not to forget, Yachty's is also open the whole weekend and available. And there's plenty of people get down there and amongst that. So if you can't find anything to do in Gladstone over Easter, there's something wrong. And then for the free entertainment down at the Harbour Festival over the bridge there, plenty of free entertainment from Thursday night. You know, for those traditional people in Gladstone, you know, it's an absolutely amazing time. Go and sit in the parklands there, watch a couple of bands or watch some shows for free. Bring the kids down. There's plenty of rides and good times going on.
And mate, Ferguson Park got races on Saturday too.
Yeah, it's a big race day on Saturday, the Easter race day that they have traditionally every year. It's always pretty big. A lot of people on Saturday looking for something to do. Big race day. You can get tickets to the gate or you can go online under the Gladstone Turf Club, get your tickets online. I think it's about $15 to get in, and they have an amazing day out there. And we'll be out there. It's all part of a celebration we're doing. So
I heard you're going to be out there. There. You know what I'd be doing on Friday? I'd be telling everybody that you're Wayne and not your... I'd be saying your name's Wayne. And then I'd...
Is that right?
Then you can play up as much as you like for your 50th birthday.
Oh, okay.
You
can do whatever you like. And then everyone thinks, look at this copper playing up as well. It probably doesn't work either way, does it?
Yeah, you might just turn around and tell everybody he's cleared. Well, mate, it's your 50th. Yours and Wayne's 50th on Friday. And fancy having your 50th on Good Friday.
I know. It could be even better. It could be on Sunday. Then we can get Easter eggs for our birthday. That'd be even better.
Oh, here we go. Greedy. But, mate, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that will see you and your brother Wayne around over the weekend. And there'll be a bevy or two in between mates with mates, eh?
There will. Absolutely, mate. Yeah, we've just got a few friends coming to town as well. So it'd be good to catch up. And, you know, as I said, Gladstone's the best place to be at Easter. And where else would you rather be? And even celebrating our 50th, so even better.
Beautiful. All right, we'll see you at the long lunch on Friday, so I'll have a birthday drink with you then.
Mate.
All right, thank you, Butch.
Yeah. Thanks,
cheers,
mate.
See ya. The State Member for Gladstone, Glenn Butcher, there on 4CC. Good morning, it's just gone 18 after 7.